Let's travel around the area and take a look at the fishing in the Shawamigan Bay area. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report takes place every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. And now, let's get to our report. For our Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report today, we're heading up to Madeline Island to talk to you, Captain Josh Huff with Hook and Fin Charter Services. Josh, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm great. How has the fishing been out on Lake Superior?
It's been absolutely fantastic. We've been catching lots of big fish, and the fish are all over the place. You can right now go out there and look out in the islands in shallow water. You can go out to the flats in 100 feet of water, and they're all over the place. I'm finding smelt where I'm finding the fish. So finding the bait's a big key. And not being afraid to run those bait, you know, within the top 10 feet of the water column has been really good on some of the bigger fish lately.
You said it was a smelt bite. Does that mean you're still running a bunch of live bait?
No, I'm trolling stick bait and spoons pretty much is what I've been getting everything on. And I've been using some spinning glows later in the day, and those seem to be working better. The morning still seems like it's a spoon bite until, you know, 8:30 in the morning, and then switch over to spinning glows, and I've been doing really good.
You get out into the big water. How are the water temperatures holding out on the lake?
Yeah, what was it? Last week I was out at Outer Island, and I still had 39 degrees surface temp. So it's plenty cold out there still, and that's allowing those fish to stay shallow.
Speaking of the shallow bite and chasing the smelt around the lake, do you expect that to stay consistent through the weekend?
You know, I think it's really dependent on the smelt. Once the smelt leave the shallows and they're done kind of with their run out of the bay, the fish are going to move out to wherever the bay fish are at.
So find the smelt and you should be right on top of the fish.
For sure. Sure. Everything that I've been cleaning the last 2 weeks have just been loaded with smelt, and there's no specific area. If you go out into the islands, the shallow bite's really good because the water's still colder, and if you get out into the bay and the flats, it seems like the water temp's a little bit warmer and they're out deeper.
This has been great, Josh. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you if they want to take you fishing?
You know, I've got a website at hookandfincharter.com, and my number is 715-209-0230 if you want to get a hold of me. I'm on the water most days, so I got a little bit of window in the afternoon so I can take phone calls if you just want to call and talk a little bit.
That's been a look at our Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. If you know anybody who's interested in being a part of the Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, contact Trevor at Real Rock J96.